Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. Though you may not realize that the ongoing threat of terrorism is affecting your life and that of your loved ones. Each week, Dr. Carol analyzes the hottest topics in terror and helps you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror.
Drones, ET, or 9/11 2.0. Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol Lieberman, a psychiatrist and your terrorist therapist. Well, today we're going to be looking at something that is hovering over us, literally, something we need to really find out about, because it is likely something very dangerous. And nobody is telling us what they are. And I'm talking about the drones that have been sighted over in New Jersey in particular, also New York, also Washington, D.C. to a lesser extent. And there's been at least one in California. And then there have been some random ones over other states, but mainly it's New Jersey. And surely someone in the government must know what it is, but they ain't telling. Now, you know, remember Superman, the opening, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Well, don't think it's any of those. And we need to wake up and smell the drones. We need to do something about this. I am hoping that you will, after you listen to this, that you will also be concerned, concerned enough to start asking questions of your congressman or woman, because this is ridiculous. We are sitting ducks. We don't know what these drones are. We don't know whether they're enemies, how dangerous they are. So, and meanwhile, they're multiplying like rabbits. Now, the White House, Obama and Biden and the FBI and Homeland Security and various people in governmental positions who you would expect to know what these drones are and why they're flying where they're flying. They each are telling us different stories. You know, they didn't get their stories together. And so we're being told that they are just hobbyists, you know, people just flying drones, that they're just benign. We're being told that some of the drones are manned and we're being told don't shoot them down because, you know, you'll kill somebody. But really, clearly, that's just a threat to, you know, something that is being said to not have us shoot them down and find out exactly what they are. Some of these drones have been flying over sensitive areas like air bases and so on. Some of them have been flying over homes, private homes and backyards. And so, you know, clearly the government knows what they are. And the fact that they began flying over America right after the election suggests, hints at the fact that it is a person or persons or organizations or countries that don't want Trump to be inaugurated. They're trying to do something, create perhaps, for example, create something that will cause the White House to have an excuse for martial law and therefore an excuse to not hold the inauguration. That's one example. It's a pretext for the White House to call for martial law. And it's not E.T. out for a spin. It's not the remake of The Body Snatchers. And we can't just wait here like sitting ducks until the drones start crashing into buildings and backyards like 9/11. We've been there already. We know what that's like. And in my opinion, I think the I'm going to talk to you about some of the things that I think that it could be, that they could be, that the drones are. And but my favorite is, and I'll explain why, is that they are Obama-assisted Iranian drones. Now, as you know, I strongly believe that Obama has still believes in what he was taught in his madrasas when he was a little boy growing up, taught what they teach terrorists. And notably, that the best thing you can do with your life is to destroy Israel or destroy Jews and destroy Jews and destroy all unbelievers, that is, all people who don't believe in Islam or radical Islam. So, since Obama has still been running the White House, especially since Biden has been demented, has dementia, and now it's come out, someone there's a whistleblower who or whistleblowers who have come out to say that Biden from day one had dementia and that they have been covering for him from day one. And I have said when Biden was in his basement running for president, I said that he had, I called it encroaching dementia because it wasn't fully in bloom yet, but it was definitely encroaching. And I was trying to warn people not to vote for him. So, yes, indeed, now we know for sure it's official that he was out to lunch from the beginning. And that's a very serious situation, and I'll talk about that later because we know the disaster that happened in Afghanistan, and that is haunting the world, not just America and the people who died, of course, but and the people who are in America now, who were taken into America when it was chaos during the surrender, Biden surrender. Anyway, we'll get to that later. But again, I want to stay with the well, it's all connected. Why I say that it's Iranian, Obama-assisted Iranian drones is because Iran is realizing that the time is ticking, and there's very little time left for them to destroy Israel because their proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, haven't been able to do it. And when Trump takes office, he's going to protect Israel more certainly than the Biden, Obama running the White House, he had no interest in protecting Israel. So Iran is realizing that time is short. And we know somebody, it was an Iranian mothership was sighted leaving Iran and coming to the waters near America. Right before these drones started flying around, like, duh, what more do you need? I don't know whether people are just afraid to believe that, to even though that seems very likely, we're in denial, of course, in terms of terrorism in general, Americans are. So I don't think they want to believe that Iran is taking this opportunity because, the Biden Obama White House has given Iran billions of dollars. And Trump, when he was in office before, made sanctions against Iran to try to stop them from developing nuclear weapons and didn't give them billions. So that just seems like the most obvious possibility. But there are others. And let me tell you what some of the others are. There could be other foreign enemies rushing to attack before Trump takes office because they know it will be harder once he's president. So, for example, it could be other terrorist organizations besides Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism. But it could be ISIS, it could be Al-Qaeda, it could be the Taliban, or some other terrorist group who are eager to create a 9/11 2.0. Another possibility, of course, is China. They tested this with their spy balloon. Nothing happened. We didn't shoot the balloon down. We let the balloon go across America for ages. And so they may well have been thinking that to do that was a test, and now they're doing something much more serious with drones being able to take pictures of our air bases and other sensitive things on the ground. Could be Russia. Russia in particular is angry right now at America because of our support for Ukraine, which has been including ever more sophisticated weapons. And Ukraine has been attacking Russia with these weapons and getting much further than they have gotten before in terms of their attacks on Russia. So, needless to say, Russia would be angry, is angry at America for our support of Ukraine. Of course, it could also be North Korea, because North Korea is getting impatient. They have been creating weapons, they just haven't used them yet. So that's foreign enemies. Those are the other foreign enemies that it could be. It could also be domestic enemies, political enemies, for example, domestic terrorists. Or it could be PSYOPs, an organization, a person, an entity that wants to drive Americans crazy. And we are already at wit's end. We're already on the edge. And it wouldn't take much to push us over the edge. Another possibility is that they're a pretext to force us into lockdown again. Another possibility is that they're a distraction to get us to look up in the sky while bad actors are doing bad things down here on Earth. All connected to people who don't want Trump to be inaugurated, to people who are trying to make something happen before his inauguration on January 20th. Another possibility, last but not least, is what's called Project Bluebeam. That's something that originated in the 1990s. It's a covert operation. Now, some people say that this is just a conspiracy plan. It's not real. And, I don't know whether it's real or not, but I'm just trying to give you all the different possibilities that these drones could be. So Project Bluebeam is a covert operation by global elites. Their plan to cause a be able to finally enact a totalitarian world government. So this is people like the World Economic Forum and so on. So the key here is that whatever they are, we need to know what they are. And I am pretty shocked at this point that either our leaders or leaders other than the White House or other than the government who is aligned with the White House, like FBI leaders or people who are aligned with the Biden Obama White House. But why aren't people, even just regular Americans, why aren't we doing more to make the government tell us what they are? Is it because we don't want to know? Because it's too scary? Now, if another possibility, of course, I mean, I sort of alluded to it, ET, if these drones are actually driven by ET or and friends, and this is, the final proof or the most obvious proof that aliens exist. Will Americans panic? In 2002, top Pentagon officials told a House panel that there were close to 400 reports from military personnel of possible encounters with UFOs. I'm sure you've been hearing them. We've all been kind of hearing them sort of the chatter about that, but we really haven't, it hasn't been in any definite way that made us really take notice. Now, in 2024, these drones have come about, and could that be another, the next iteration of the UFOs and with ET? In 2023, a poll found that 42% of Americans believe in UFOs, with 10% reporting that they have seen one. And then in 2022, another poll indicated that 34% of Americans think UFO sightings are likely evidence of alien life, up from 20% in 1996. So the government has admitted that UFOs exist, but they haven't said that aliens exist. They've stopped short. So who's flying these aircraft? Many Americans have crisis fatigue, and they don't believe the government anymore. You know, I think that that's why, even though there have been some of these announcements about UFOs, you know, a lot of America, we have been, we're dealing with so many crises and have been lied to so much. For example, the pandemic, high inflation, etc. We don't believe the government anymore. And we don't believe a lot of the media anymore either. And then, of course, the threat, we've been told there's the threat looming of World War III for years. So, if officials reveal that extraterrestrials, that aliens exist, some Americans will react to it by sticking their head in the sand, pretending they're harmless, just like they're pretending that the drones are harmless, you know, so they can pretend, people can, we can pretend, Americans can pretend that aliens are harmless, and indeed, maybe they will turn out to be harmless. But this will be the straw that broke the camel's back for other people who are barely holding their sanity together. So we, many of us will go into denial, just like we are denying the imminent threat of terrorism. So if it turns out that ET is not friendly, it could bring disaster or bring the world together against a common enemy. So you have to ask yourself, if it turns out that there are aliens and that they're not friendly, and that then we would all sort of sing kumbaya and join together against these aliens, why aren't we doing that against terrorists? We're not really united together against terrorists. And the answer is alienophobia is different from Islamophobia, apparently. Islamophobia, you say, you know, that's a very politically charged word. What about alienophobia? Think about that for a minute. When we come back, we will talk more about these drones and the potential danger, and also a little more about Project Blue, I can't say it, Project Blue Beam, this so-called conspiracy theory, and do we really have something to worry about in regard to that? So stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol Lieberman, your terrorist therapist. We've been talking about drones, ET or 9/11 2.0. I've been talking in the first segment about how it's not a bird or a plane or Superman, but our lovely government, Obama, Biden, White House, and other parts of the government, FBI, people who should be Homeland Security, of course, people and organizations, institutions that should be telling us what these drones are. And yet it has been like pulling teeth, like, as I mentioned in the first segment, you know, they didn't coordinate with each other. They're each telling us something else. So clearly they have an idea of what it is, but they ain't telling. So I had mentioned about, I mentioned a number of things that I thought that they could be. And again, my best bet or best hypothesis was Obama-assisted Iranian drones. But I also mentioned other possibilities, other foreign enemies, other terrorists, China, Russia, North Korea, the usual suspects, domestic enemies, psyops to drive Americans crazy. A pretext to force us into lockdown again, a distraction to get us to look up in the sky while bad actors are doing bad things down here. And I also mentioned Project Bluebeam. So I'll tell you a little more about that. What is Project Bluebeam? Well, it is what some like to call a conspiracy theory. And it started in the 90s. And these drones that are growing, multiplying like rabbits, they have brought back this thinking about the Bluebeam, Project Bluebeam. So what that is, essentially, it's the idea that the global elites, or you could think of them as the World Economic Forum or the Illuminati, they plan to fake an alien invasion. This theory says that they have planned to fake an alien invasion for the purpose of getting panic, making us all panic, and making us want to have one world government where Big Daddy, the one man, one organism, one group of men, such as these global elites, notably the global elites, would be in charge. In other words, if people are so frightened, it's like what happened with COVID. We got convinced, that we were the fe we fear. We were made to feel very fearful. It was magnified. Remember on television and on radio, they would always mention the death tolls. And I mean, we were just groomed to be very fearful. And that is why we listened when they said we had to go into lockdown. And when they said we can't be in the hospitals when our loved ones were dying. I mean, that was devastating for a lot of people. To know that your loved one is dying and not be able to be there with them, it was devastating for the person who was dying and for the loved one. So these drones, which are mainly over New Jersey, also somewhat over New York, also a bit over Washington, D.C. There's been at least one over California. There are some random ones over America in various places, but it's primarily New Jersey. And of course, there are some air bases there that are sensitive, but there was also Trump's golf club that's in New Jersey. And that and they were o over we were they were circulating circling over his golf club for a while. I'm not sure. They probably still are to some degree. But anyhow, so the idea would be that this group would fake an alien invasion to usher in a world one world government. And it's a theory that was originated in the 1990s that was proposed by a Canadian journalist. And it's the idea is that something celestial would make us all frightened enough that we would shiver in our boots and be grateful that these elites were going to help us and rule us and take care of us. So it'd be through things like NASA technology, holographic technology to project images of things in the sky, extraterrestrial invasions, notably in the sky, and to create global panic. And there were various stages of this that were hypothesized, first earthquakes that would unearth certain artifacts in order to try to prove that the religions that we have, that we believe in, are false. And then these, there would be holographic projections, and then perhaps It would just go on and on. But the main thing would be that there's something that we don't know that is flying around in the sky, because there's really psychologically there's something particularly scary about something in the sky coming down and crashing on us. I mean, of course we experienced that with 9/11, didn't we? The planes crashing into the Twin Towers, crashing into the Pentagon, crashing into the Pennsylvania field because the passengers attacked the terrorists and stopped them from letting the plane go to where it was planned to hit the White House or Congress. So, and Chicken Little, the story of Chicken Little, Henny Penny, the sky is falling. It's the little chicken who an acorn lands on his head and or her head. And she thinks the world is falling, the sky is falling, and she goes to various friends, and that she gets them all scared. I mean, that's basically the story of this blue Project Bluebeam, that everyone, each of us would scare our friends and acquaintances, and we'd all run away. And then, of course, in Chicken Little, they went to a wise animal who pointed out that there was an acorn in Chicken Little's head, in her feathers. And it wasn't that the sky was falling, it was that there was this acorn. Anyway, one of the things that I think is super exciting, super interesting, and exciting is that because it goes along with my original hypothesis, is that the larger drones, some of the larger drones have lights on them. And these lights, some of them, are red, white, and green. And what is the color of the Iranian flag? Red, white, and green. So, and then what is the flag that is associated with Palestinians? Red, white, green, and black. So I'm still sticking with my hypothesis that it is that these are Iranian-assisted, well, Obama-assisted Iranian drones. All right, so what's been happening? In New Jersey, people are getting particularly, that this is part of the problem, that the people in the rest of America are thinking, ah, well, it's New Jersey. If you don't live in New Jersey, you're not as concerned about all these drones flying. But once they start flying more in other parts as well, I mean, they are already in some parts, but not in any kind of major way. So once, if they were to go to other states too, as mu many of them as are in New Jersey, I think more Americans would be concerned and more demanding of our government to tell us what is going on. So there have been lots of reports, needless to say, by people in New Jersey about these drones. And demands to know what the drones, what they are, and whether they're dangerous. But what has come of these demands? Basically nothing. Biden has first Biden, the Obama Biden White House kept mum. Then, as more and more people were asking questions, they told the public to be calm, and they were trying to convince us that the drones were a hobbyist. Just private people, having drones for a hobby, flying them around, except that that may account for some of the drones, but the larger ones are not toys. Okay, so then the administration's drone comments are believable, incomplete, highly suspect, or 100% BS. I vote for the 100% BS. So then when this these stories from authorities failed to convince everybody, then they were trying to claim, the authorities were trying to claim that, oh, well, this is just mass hysteria and it's not anything. That's why people are so scared. It's not really anything. It's just people are just getting hysterical. And then they were saying that we're panicking, we're having hallucinations, and are confused, and we were confusing normal civilian and airline planes with drones. I mean, making us feel like we are crazy. Then, as the sightings continued, There were more government narratives that even though they were saying that even though the drones were unidentified, they claimed that they were harmless and claimed that they were not foreign, not from foreign enemies. But the drones continued and people kept asking questions. And then finally, people were getting more scared. I mean, it's no wonder that we're getting more scared without any reasonable explanation. And then they tried to say, I mean, everybody was throwing everything, everybody in, the FBI and the White House and all of this, various people were throwing out all different kinds of things, trying to see what would stick to calm everybody down. And so, then they were trying to say, oh, maybe it's some controversial government agency like the CIA or the EPA doing surveillance. And it would be to reveal what it was really about would be too embarrassing to some people. Or, I mean, none of these things sound plausible. Now, the thing is, we have here Alejandro Mayorkas coming out. And he's the guy who brought us the borders. He's the guy that has been telling us for 4 years that the borders are secure, particularly the southern border is secure. And no, there aren't people coming across. I mean, this guy lies through his teeth. And of course, we know by now that the border isn't secure and that there are thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming across. In fact, there has been a reported 12 million illegal entrants during these years of Biden's administration. So, but Mayorkas keeps saying, nah, there's nothing there. Then, of course, the White House spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre, she also, how you can tell if she's lying? Just like Mayorkas, if her mouth is moving. I mean, I must say, she's done a pretty good job of fending off questions, but it's a little too late now. People know that she lies. Let's see. Of course, now that it has come out, as I was saying about Biden, that they knew from day one that Biden was had dementia. Then, of course, in January and February of 2023 was when the Chinese balloon came across, and there was public outrage that was growing because we weren't being told what that was. And again, the government came up with all kinds of crazy explanations, like that it was a weather balloon, it would be too dangerous to shoot it down, which is what they're saying with the drones, that some of the drones are manned, so you shouldn't shoot it down because you could kill somebody who's up in the drone. Now, that's very questionable. And then they said, oh, the China balloon wasn't really going to send information to China. And, even though it was above military installations and all that. So all of these things were either half lies or were complete lies. Then, of course, we had the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and that was in late July and early August of 2021. And, Biden wanted to us to believe that he knew exactly what he was doing, and he wanted to claim that he was the one who ended the Afghan war, and he wanted to do it in time for the 20th anniversary of 9/11. He had all these great plans, supposedly, but he's totally screwed it up, and it was total chaos. And there were no background checks on the Afghans who were flown to America. It was just chaos, so there couldn't be vetting. Meanwhile, there were some Afghans and some Americans who were left behind. So now we have 80,000 Afghans in America, some of whom at least have terrorist ties. So then we were watching the horrible, humiliating withdrawal, the surrender, and then, the Biden administration was telling us, no, it was okay. And of course, it was right after that that the world realized that Biden was lost, and that America was weak. And that's when Russia invaded Ukraine and so on. Everything, it's been a house of cards since the Afghan withdrawal. So now people, we don't believe anything that the Biden-Obama White House says. They also told us about, they lied about Wuhan, the lab. They tried to say that wasn't involved in COVID, or that in any case we didn't pay for the laboratory experiments, which we did through lovely Fauci. Then they try to tell us that there's moderate inflation, and that Hunter Biden would never be pardoned by his father. And now, of course, we know that all things these things were lies. So how are we supposed to believe that about anything that they say about the drones? We're not. So we are just kind of assume, everybody wants to believe that it's under control. And so we are not asking or pushing for, we're asking the hard questions, but we're not really pushing for it. We're not making more of a demand. Surely there has to be a way to make more, make well, you know, to make it, our demands more compelling, to show that we're not believing any of these lies anymore. Now, the New Jersey mayor, a New Jersey mayor has said that, Michael Melham, he said that New Jersey gave him his the city that he's involved with or takes care of, guidance that if a drone is shot down, quote, we're immediately to call the bomb squad of our county. And second, our fire department has been instructed to make sure they wear hazmat suits, like it's an attack on the homeland. Well, now, if he's been told that, and presumably he has, I don't think that he's lying, because he's trying to take care of, his citizens in New Jersey. If there's a downed drone in our vicinity, we're supposed to call the bomb squad. That's not very reassuring. And then if the fire, when the fire department comes, they have to come in hazmat suits. Again, not very reassuring. And then there was a witness in New Jersey, at least one, who saw at least one drone drop something onto the ground, from the drone, wherever it landed. I'm not sure that they found what it dropped, what dropped. So then he was asked, this mayor of New Jersey, in New Jersey, was asked, so if something falls out of the sky that people have seen, you're to treat this like more than a plane crash. It's treated like an attack on the homeland. And the mayor answered, quote, yes, that's correct, because they're not quite sure if there's a payload or not. And that's what we were told during our briefing. So how are we letting this continue? We know this. Why, how are we letting it continue? Is just everybody afraid to shoot it down? Is that what it's coming to? Well, I am like, I must say, I mean, I can explain it psychologically. We're in denial. We want to believe Big Daddy is taking care of it. We want to believe that it's not dangerous. That it's not an enemy, that it's not a 9/11 2.0. We want to believe all these things. So what? We're putting our head in the sand and just and praying. Especially it's, it's where it came. They started coming close to Christmas. We don't want to be bothered by this, worrying about this during Christmas and Hanukkah. This is a very unfortunate timing, which of course the whoever it is who's flying these drones might well have thought about, that we're going to be distracted soon enough by the holidays. Well, I'm going to stop here. Well, let me see. Yeah, I guess, no, let me just do, I know I said that I was going to, before I get to the next segment, I want to tell you about the betting odds. There is a company called Odds, well, Odds PR, and that company has set out, set out a list of the odds for things related to the drones. So, and you can literally, you can bet on their website. I'm not necessarily encouraging that, but I mean, it's your money. But it's interesting, really, to see what these odds are. So there's one question: who is operating the drones reported recently in the US? So the odds are, the first, this goes in the order of the things that are thought most likely to be the ones operating the drones. Okay. So China, on their, in their, whoever it is who decides their odds, decided China is the most likely country behind it. And so it's odds of 5 to 1 that China is doing it. Then Russia has odds of 8 to 1. North Korea has odds of 12 to 1. Iran, 16 to 1. Aliens, 33 to 1. Israel, 50 to 1. Now, if Israel was sending up drones, I don't think that they would, I think that they wouldn't have a problem making it known. I mean, Israel isn't an enemy of America, so I don't know why they would keep it secret. Or I don't, for that matter, I don't know why Israel would be flying drones over America, but it's certainly, they're certainly not an enemy. And then it goes down from there. So they have China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, aliens, and Israel. Those are the top ones. Israel is 50 to 1 and started with China 5 to 1. Okay, then will the government confirm there are aliens in 2025? Yes is 6 to 1. Who will win the war between aliens and humans? For humans, it's 1 to 4, and aliens, it's 3 to 1. Which celebrity will be confirmed as an alien? This is kind of stupid, but I mean, it's kind of funny, but I don't, it's tongue in cheek. So the top celebrity who's cons who they think, the odds makers think, will be confirmed as an alien is Dennis Rodman, 12 to 1. He does look a little like an alien. Mark Zuckerberg is 16 to 1. Steven Spielberg is 16 to 1. Kanye West is 20 to 1. And then it goes down, down, down. Joe Biden is 50 to 1. Fauci is 66 to 1. And it goes down to several other, Lady Gaga, et cetera, et cetera. Who will be the first celebrity to be abducted by aliens? Who do you think that might be? According to these odds makers, Donald Trump, 16 to 1, would be the first celebrity to be abducted by aliens. Maybe that's wishful thinking on their part. I don't know. Or maybe it's because, they want Donald to run their planet. Elon Musk is second, is next, 20 to 1. Taylor Swift is 22 to 1. They want music, I guess. Barack Obama is 25 to 1. Jeff Bezos is 25 to 1. And Vladimir Putin is 25 to 1. Then it goes down to various other people. And that is that. Okay, I'm going to stop here. When we come back, I'm going to switch gears and talk about the recent German terror attack at the Christmas market in Germany. Now, why am I talking about a Christmas market terrorist attack in Germany when I started off talking about drones? It's because the authorities, so-called authorities in Germany, are playing the same games when talking about the terrorist. Well, they're not talking about the terrorist. When talking about the person who perpetrated the terror attack at the market, Christmas market, they don't want to tell, they don't want to talk about it being a terrorist. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about all the things that they did wrong in regard to, letting this man in their country and everything else. And so they're not telling the truth. So it is a parallel to the drones. Here we have a danger, the man who did a ramming attack in Germany. And they're trying to hide all of the information about it. And just like what they're doing with the drones. Now, do we have to be attacked before we finally find out the information? I mean, they finally found out who this man was once he attacked. He's still alive, by the way. He's charged with murder and attempted murder and all of that. But I would rather think that it would be better to find out about the drones before we are attacked and actually get to see what's in the drones. All right, so stay tuned and we will talk about that and be right back. Drones, ET or 9/11 2.0. Yes, indeed. Now, as I mentioned, in this segment, we're going to be talking about this horrendous attack that just happened in Germany, in a city called Magdeburg, and at a Christmas market. And perhaps you will remember that in years past, before COVID, there used to be attacks in markets in Europe. I mean, this wasn't a one-off. That was a thing, that terrorists would attack the Christmas markets. One, because there was a lot of people at the market. There were a lot of people at the markets. And two, because it was Christmas. And so not only, were people joyous and you could ruin their joyousness, but also it's celebrating a holiday that is not Islam. And if that's who radical Islamists are after, the unbelievers, people who believe in other religions. So it's, there are a lot of reasons why they pick the Christmas markets. Okay, so let's talk about this particular one because this illustrates what I was talking about the drones in terms of how people in Germany and people around the world really are being lied to. In fact, I just was watching a program in a British program, and I couldn't believe it that one of the commentators was talking about how oh, we're saying that that it's a terrorist or that it's someone who a radical Islamist immigrant, a radical Islamist migrant, which it is, which it was, who attacked this Christmas market in Magdeburg. And so this commentator was denying that. Oh no, how could you say that? Now, a lot at the very beginning, they got away with saying whatever they wanted about this perpetrator, but little by little, more is coming out. Now, it's so interesting. In America, we haven't really been hearing much about this market attack, which is so unfortunately so typical because, and it's in part why Americans are in such denial or able to be in such denial about the imminent threat of terrorism, because on American media, for the most part, we do not see all of go what's going on in Europe, all the destruction that's going on in Europe by these radical Islamist migrants. So perhaps you have heard about this Christmas market attack, but I don't think you will have heard of all the details about it because that's kind of being, because because it's Islamophobic if you say that it's radical Islamist migrants who are doing these things, when it is radical Islamist migrants who are doing these things, not just in Germany and not just at Christmas markets, but in England, which is overrun now with radical Islamist migrants. It is so destroyed. I mean, I don't know if there's a way back, which is terribly, terribly sad. I haven't given up hope, but the government is siding with the migrants, radical Islamist migrants, rather than British citizens. So it is not looking good. And in France, of course, the same thing, and the same thing with Macron. It's It's very, very sad. And I've mentioned before that I've lived in both of those countries, in England, London in particular, and in Paris for years. And so I love those countries in addition to America, and it really makes me sad seeing what has been happening to them and what is happening. All right, let's get back to the Christmas attack. So it's a chilling example of what happens when a country ignores the danger of terrorism, the threats of terrorism, and chooses to believe that what the government says instead of what they are seeing, people are seeing, citizens are seeing before their eyes. Another example is in Paris with Notre Dame. They just put together and put Notre Dame back together. And I did a podcast. You can look for an earlier podcast, whatever year. I don't remember now the year that Notre Dame was destroyed. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. Anyhow, I did a whole a terrorist therapist podcast on how and why I thought that these were terrorists who destroyed Notre Dame. And I hope that they are having a very, very thick security on Notre Dame, because otherwise the terrorists will do it again, because it's symbolic. It's destroying church, and it's showing what power they have and all of that. And it was said there were various theories. They still haven't really come out and admitted, what it was, but there were various theories. Like one theory was about that it was someone was smoking and dropped a match or an ash or something like that. And that could be it. But there were a lot of the workers in Paris are from radical Islamist countries. So it could have been a worker, but I don't think this ash was dropped by accident. All right, so there was a spin. There was a spin that the attacker in Germany, the terrorist who perpetrated the Christmas attack, they put the spin on it to say that the man, what whose name is Talib El Abdul Mo, let me say it again. Talib al Abdul Mohsen. So they were saying that he had anti-Islam views, that he was really a good guy, in other words, and he wasn't a terrorist, was what they were trying to say. And that is not true. So they said, quote, German Christmas market attack toll rises to 5 dead, over 200 injured. At least, quote, at least 5 people were killed and more than 200 wounded after a man plowed a car into a Christmas market in the central German city of Magdeburg. Authorities identified the suspect as Talib al-Abdul Mohsen, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor. In fact, he was supposedly a psychiatrist. It really, really bugs me when it turns, well, it bugs me when it turns out to be a doctor, and it really bugs me when it turns out to be a psychiatrist. Psychiatrists and doctors in general should know better. And they're supposed to be about saving lives rather than destroying them. So this suspect, let's call him Talib, let's just use his first name so I don't have to trip over his last name. Talib arrived in Germany in 2006, and he had expressed anti-Islam views and described himself as a Saudi dissident. But this was really just so that he would be accepted more easily, that he would get be accepted into Germany more easily. Now, here are more ominous facts about him. He claimed, despite claims made by the German press, Talib is not an ex-Muslim atheist. Like he was saying, he was an atheist. That's why he couldn't stay in Saudi Arabia, because he would be killed. Nor is he a fan of the AfD, that's Alternative for Germany, which is a right anti-immigration group. far right anti-immigration group. So he may have spread this misinformation himself, but and if so, it aligns with the practice of taqiyya. That is an Islamic doctrine that permits lying and deception. In fact, Muhammad himself said, war is deceit. So he is facing murder charges and attempted murder charges. He's from Saudi Arabia. Now, here are some things that you need to think of. Here they're trying to say, no, this is not a terrorist, somebody who got lost and accidentally went into this Christmas market, right? He lost control of his car and he, accidentally went in there. However, there are a few things to consider. First of all, what's called vehicular jihad, that is a well-established practice for many years. There have been many examples of vehicular jihad, or it's also called a ramming attack, both in America and in Europe. Remember the truck in Europe, in the south of France that went down the near the boardwalk, near the ocean. It was on July 14th, on Bastille Day, and it killed a huge number of people. And by a ramming attack, by driving a big truck. And they said, they told the officials, like police who came by, they told them that they were delivering food for the celebration of Bastille Day. I mean, it was just such a lie and such a tragedy. Okay, then also, number two for things to think about for why the spin that they put on it isn't true. Saudi Arabia, where Talib came from, is a hotbed of jihad activity. Talib, a hotbed of jihad activity. So he would have, been a part of that, even if he did turn against it, which just seems obviously not likely. Islam has doctrines calling for warfare against unbelievers in the Quran, and that's where I was mentioning before. Muhammad said, "War is deceit." It's in the Quran. Islam has doctrines calling for deception under certain circumstances, and again, that's where war is deceit. Then jihad groups have been calling for attacks on German Christmas markets in the past. There have been several jihad plots against the Christmas markets that were foiled. Muslims recently marched through a German Christmas market screaming Allahu Akbar. And quote, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet," unquote. Now, the authorities in Germany allowed these radical Islamists to march through these German Christmas markets, yelling Allahu Akbar. Like, what has to happen? Why don't people get it? What has to happen? What's more ominous? What's more of a threat than that? At least something that makes you, that should have made the authorities think, huh? Maybe there's a danger here. Maybe we should have more security, or we should put more barriers around these Christmas markets. Huh. But they didn't. So this perpetrator has claimed to be an ex-Muslim, and he even claimed to be a Zionist. And this was probably, and there could be different reasons for that, four different possibilities. One, he was a sincere ex-Muslim and a Zionist. He really was an ex-Muslim and a Zionist, and decided to attack a target of jihadis in a ramming attack for no clear reason. In other words, he really, it's true that he was ex-Muslim and so on, but he just happened to drive his car, a BMW, by the way. Into this market. Well, that doesn't seem like a likely explanation. Another plan B, he was lying in preparation for the attack. He wanted people to believe he was an ex-Muslim. Third possibility, he was a genuine ex-Muslim, but in a moment of personal crisis, he returned to Islam and he realized that he had to do a great deed to outweigh what he his having rejected Islam, because in order for Allah to forgive him. And Muhammad teaches that no deed is greater than jihad, so he went for a jihad attack. In other words, he did the greatest thing that he could to beg Allah for forgiveness. Last but not least, it's possible that he just snapped. He had some psychotic episode. In fact, there are people who are saying that that they did think that before this, that they had some kind of interaction with him. And even though he claimed to be a psychiatrist, and maybe he was, working as a psychiatrist, they thought that he had some paranoid ideas and perhaps some delusional ideas. Now, watch that be the, in Europe, it happens fairly often that a defense for terrorists that the Europeans believe or accept, I don't think they really believe it, but they accept, they give them, they pardon them, is that they are mentally ill. They're not really terrorists. They're mentally ill. They just snapped. And that's it's on that. I mean, I've talked about how you can be psychotic. Have be schizophrenic or bipolar or something. You can be psychotic and still be a terrorist. They're not mutually exclusive. So the establishment media, the spin, was and probably still will be, at least for a lot of media, that he is an ex-Muslim, and he never really considered that he was never lying and never really went back to Islam, and that's why he did this attack. I mean, they're going to be finding all kinds of excuses for him. He really laid down, and then either the media in Germany, either they're saying the spin that he really is an ex-Muslim, it really wasn't a terrorist attack. Or they're still saying they don't know a motive. What is the motive for this crime? We don't know why he did that, and yet there he has been very active in social media. So, for example, one of his media postings said, "Translate when it's translated from Arabic, it says, we will return Hamas to Gaza, and if you like, we can bring Hamas to your home." So you can taste it. So, like, what does that tell you? He is promoting, there's a lot of things. For example, when he was he when he left Saudi Arabia, there is information that he was accused of rape, and he was implicated in serious crimes in 2006 before he went to Germany. But when he got to Germany, Saudi Arabia tried to extradite him, to try him, charge him, and try him for these crimes. They requested his extradition, but Germany denied the request. Like, how stupid can you be? How naive? I don't want to say stupid. How naive can you be? And Germany said, cited human rights concerns, despite there being clear evidence of his criminal activities. And then when he was in Germany, after he got asylum, he reinvented himself as a dissident. That's when he was claiming he was an ex-Muslim and all of that. He worked in a government hospital in Germany as a psychiatrist. While holding this position, he was publicly active in criminal activities. This is in Germany, even human trafficking, smuggling young girls, etc. I mean, why isn't anybody paying attention? He made direct threats against Germany as well. And in fact, someone reported him to the police. For example, in 2023, a Saudi girl reported him, his terror threats, to the German police. She reported them on X, on their official X account, and through their official email. And she sent multiple messages warning them about him, that he was not an ex-terrorist. He was a terrorist. Yes, and so German, after the attack, the Christmas attack, Christmas market attack, the German headlines simply referred to him as a Saudi citizen instead of talking about his criminal past, his threats, his motives. No mention of him as a Saudi fugitive. He's given being given a pass, at least so far. And even the BBC, which really is very, very pro-terrorist, let's put it that way. So even if this man, this perpetrator, hated Islam, he hated Germans more. Even if we give him the benefit of the doubt and said, yes, maybe he was ex-Islam, but that can't really be true because he wouldn't have done this attack. But he hates Germans more, and he chose as a target the most German thing he could think of, a traditional Christmas market filled with joyous people about to celebrate Christmas. So, what does this have to do with drones? It has to do with all of these crazy things that the government and the media gave out, and are still giving out about this perpetrator, about this terrorist, this killer. And people were just naive. And I mean, I don't know whether what how much the I don't know that the German citizenry are all going to be naive and believe everything that the German authorities and media are putting out about him. That's left to be seen. But the bottom line is that if we don't find insist a demand to find out what these drones are, we are going to be hit all of a sudden, possibly. I don't want to scare. I mean, I don't know this for a fact. I mean, I gave you my opinions, my theories about what it is. I don't know that it is for sure a 9/11 2.0. However, I do know that we should not be sitting ducks like we were in the first 9/11. Aren't we going to learn? We have to demand that our government tell us the truth about what's going on. Thank you for listening to this terrorist therapist edition show, the edition of this show. And please check out my website, which is terroristtherapist.com, terroristtherapist.com. There are lots of videos and lots of articles and so on that you will find interesting. And of course, my book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. And again, we are in more imminent dangerous times than we've been. And hopefully, however, we can survive until January 20th when Trump comes in and will do what he did the first time around, and that is be tough on terror. Thank you.
If you would like to find out more about terrorism from me, your terrorist therapist, visit my website, terroristtherapist.com. And if you're a parent or teacher and want to build stronger nests for your kids to become more resilient, check out my new award-winning book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. It's the first and only book about terrorism for kids. You can find it wherever books are sold or directly from the publisher at terrorismforkids.com. Terrorism, the number four, kids.com. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. We hope listening to the show has made you feel calmer, more resilient, and more able to reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. You can also check out past shows on Renegade Talk Archives for more insights.